Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. As the presidential race heads into the final stretch, President Trump is campaigning in critical swing states. Tonight he's holding a rally in Carson City, Nevada, after attending a fundraiser in California. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is accusing Trump of inciting domestic terrorism over comments he made in her state yesterday. NPR's Barbara Strunt reports.
Trump held a rally Saturday in Muskegon, Michigan, where he blamed Governor Gretchen Whitmer for imposing what he sees as too severe restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. His criticism led to a chorus of lock her up chants, which Trump did not condemn. In fact, he seemed to egg on his supporters, saying, quote, lock them all up. Trump will travel to Arizona Monday, where polls show him trailing former Vice President Joe Biden by several percentage points. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Democrat Joe Biden took his closing pitch to North Carolina today. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Biden is trying to appeal to independent voters and moderates turned off by President Trump's governing style.
Speaking over the enthusiastic honks of a drive-in rally, Biden returned to the theme that's been his central focus in the final days of the race.
I'm running as a proud Democrat, but I will govern as an American president. No red states, no blue states, just the United States.
Biden has a progressive platform, one that would go much further than the Obama administration on health care, climate change, and criminal justice reform, among other things. But most of his final message is about tone and governing style. While President Trump attacks and divides, Biden argues, he'll focus on trying to bring a fractured country together. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Durham, North Carolina.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging Americans to remain vigilant against the coronavirus. He told NBC's Meet the Press they should continue wearing face masks, washing their hands, and practicing social distancing. The number of new cases continues to rise in the U.S., especially in the Midwest, including Wisconsin, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Officials are concerned the outbreak could get worse as temperatures drop and people spend more time indoors. Other countries are also experiencing a surge in the coronavirus. NPR's Jane Araf reports from Erbil in northern Iraq.
There are no countrywide lockdowns. Iraq has one of the highest infection rates in the region. And if you go around a little bit, you can see why. There's very little social distancing. There are very few people wearing masks. Hugging and kissing are still very much the done thing.
NPR's Jane Araf. Israel and Bahrain agreed today to establish formal diplomatic relations. Bahrain became the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. This clears the way for the two countries to open embassies and exchange ambassadors. This is NPR News. Anti-government activists marched through the streets of Minsk, the capital of Belarus, today. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated despite a threat by officials to use firearms against protesters. They're demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko resign after 26 years in office. Nigeria is calling for nationwide protests to end. As NPR's Ader Peralta reports, thousands have been demonstrating for more than a week to protest police brutality.
At the protests, young people have told stories about how officers from Nigeria's special anti-robbery squad often demanded bribes, how their friends and family have been beaten and shot for refusing to pay. President Muhammadu Buhari has announced that he would disband the unit, but the protesters say they want more justice and an end to corruption. After meeting with the president of Nigeria's Senate, Ahmed Lawan, said the government had accepted the demands of protesters, so there was no reason for them to stay on the streets.
The time has come for the protests to stop.
The country's military has also issued similar warnings, but protest organizers say they plan a vigil in Lagos tonight. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Negotiators for Britain and the European Union meet again in London tomorrow in an effort to negotiate Britain's exit from the European Union. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said there's no point in continuing talks, and it's time for Britain to prepare for a no-deal exit when current agreements expire at the end of the year. This is NPR News.